Well, we're here to talk about the budget and other issues with Jessica. Yesterday, the Lansing City Council continued discussion of Mayor Virge Bernero's proposed 2014 budget. This time, the council focused on Bernero's roughly $30 million spending plan for the city's fire department. There have been calls for both the fire and the police departments to cut their budgets by millions of dollars to help address Lansing's ongoing revenue shortages. Recently, a panel of unelected community and business leaders recommended, among other things, that both fire and police contribute more to their health care coverage and move to one plan provider. And Jessica is here to update that part of the discussion. Before we get to those very important budget discussions, there's also been some tension between you and some supporters of another candidate running to represent the 4th Ward, Chong Anna Canfora. In an email a few days ago, you referred to a negative and threatening tone of someone or some people associated with Canfora's campaign, if I understand this correctly. What happened exactly?
One of my supporters contacted me late last week because of a statement made by a man named Joe DeSano, who is on record on City Pulse just a couple weeks ago saying he is working on Canfora's campaign. And his statement was something along the lines of, stand with this, you know, this candidate, or you will be humbled the old country way. I did not know what that term meant. Then there was another, just on the heels of that, a comment by Canfora's husband saying there will be blood. And I looked up this term, and I was horrified when I read the meaning of this term, which basically means to sodomize someone.
Right, it's sexual it's some sexually violent reference.
Yeah, basically it's about rape, which is not funny at all. And so this was extremely disturbing to me, and my supporters felt, you know, this is taking things too far. We need to ask for a clean campaign pledge, which calls for civility, honesty, relevance, and respect. And the purpose of this is people should not feel disenfranchised from the electoral process, from the voting process. And when people are making these kinds of threats, and then now my opponent is saying this person does not work on her campaign, when just 2 weeks ago we have in a local publication he's saying he does, and no one disputed that. So honesty seems to be an issue here. I run a clean campaign. I made a pact with my opponents in 2009. I don't do negative campaigning, and I think it just has absolutely no place in politics of any kind, but especially local politics. We need good information, and we can't get good, clear, relevant information when this is the kind of campaigning people want to run.
You might be facing up to three other opponents. Has there been any response to any of them regarding your call for a clean campaign pledge?
I only know of one other announced candidate, and I also sent the pledge to that person, and I have not heard back yet. My opponent, Canfora, however, has stated she will not directly to me, but to the various news media yesterday, both City Pulse and WILX TV, that she will not be signing the pledge.
She will not be signing the pledge. Okay. All right, let's move on to the city budget. The proposed budget by the mayor calls for a fire department budget of roughly $30 million. This came up yesterday. What's the discussion focusing on?
Well, there's some excellent opportunities in the fire department budget this year, and one that I'm particularly interested in is the move of our code compliance unit from the planning department into the fire department. And I led last night's discussion with questions about that move. That is one of the major budget and procedural city government tasks that my constituents have charged me with improving. And I see excellent opportunities here because the fire department and the code officers already work very closely together in terms of some safety concerns around both residential and commercial structures, access to buildings where the fire department has more authority than the code officers. And so to bring them into one area, it does still need to be fleshed out, the actual procedural
procedure.
The actual procedures is what we learned last night. And I want residents to be involved in those discussions. And I stated that last night, that we need to keep residents' voice in this process because they are the ones that experience the, you know, the benefits and the disadvantages of the current system. So I want residents at the table in those procedural discussions.
But this amounts to a streamlining of operations that would result in spending less dollars.
The goal, we didn't get a lot, truthfully, into the spending side of it. You know, the code area generates revenue. And so we don't have a big need to do a lot of chopping. It's really from that area. It's really more about improving the level of service and the efficiency and the effectiveness of the system.
But it is potentially a money-saving measure, moving code compliance to the fire department?
You know, there may be some potential savings in increased efficiency. There could be. But, you know, the primary objective here is to improve the service and increase the information sharing and the coordination of the staff in those two departments.
Okay. Where does the police department budget discussion stand right now? What's in play there?
What's in play with police department is a pretty interesting discussion that we had last week about the station, the police station, about whether it would stay in the leased building on May Street, whether we would bring it back into City Hall. But of course, there's a conversation about whether long-term City Hall may relocate. So the station is a question. There may be some savings there. As far as healthcare and pension, as we already know, that is a matter of collective bargaining. And both police and fire have taken some concessions over the last few years that have allowed us to balance the budget and keep the working forces of those departments intact. So that is a matter of collective bargaining, and I feel good about what we've been able to do in the past, and
how much more is possible, though?
That is the golden question. That is the golden question.
Are you aware of how much resistance police and fire are putting up against paying more for health care plans, for example?
Well, you know, it's the job of the union to get, you know, to get good things for the workers. That's, you know, that's their job. And I respect that. I work closely with the particularly the fire department union has been very open in meeting with me over the years and explaining to me the different things they face in their contracts and how it can affect their workforce. So, you know,
should they take a cut, though? I mean, should they be prepared to pay more for their health care plans?
Well, we have...
Is that just the right thing to do at this point?
You know, we have some state requirements that everyone's going to have to follow anyways. So, you know, I'm not here to say what they should and shouldn't do. That is a matter of collective bargaining.
Okay. Do you support the mayor's call for residents to pay, I think it's $5 million, $5.5 million or so more for streetlights and water?
It's an interesting proposal. I think that the effect for our residential customers is fairly minimal when we're looking at, you know, $1 or $2 a month. And it's interesting, and I think it's responsive. It's responsive to residents, because I attended a number of sessions called City Hall on the Road last year, and people came up to me and they came up to the mayor saying, don't cut services further. If you need to institute some new fees, if you need to raise taxes further, we would prefer that because we understand the limitations of the Headley laws and the decline in property values. We know that we're all paying less property tax, but when our city services decline, our property values drop further. So they're telling us, people are telling us, if we have to pay fees and new taxes, we'd prefer that than further cuts to services.
That raises an interesting point, though, because whether or not it's a tax or a fee is really an important, it sounds like a minor thing, but it's really an important thing. A couple of local attorneys with a history of addressing municipal revenue told City Pulse that the additional charges constitute a tax, not a fee, and that legally taxes require a popular vote. Any response to that?
I wondered if that sort of question would emerge, and I think it's important for us to respect the regulations that are in place surrounding those questions, and I'll look forward to our city attorney weighing in and moving forward on her advice.
You addressed the General Motors tax break last night, or at least it was on the agenda. What happened there?
We approved the personal property tax exemption for General Motors, and that creates an additional 150 jobs at the Grand River Assembly Plant. And I am delighted to see General Motors reinvesting in our community. I know that the neighborhoods adjacent to the site, you know, that is in the 4th Ward, and there is a lot of unused surface parking and paved area right next to the river there that we do want cleaned up, beautified, better use of the land there as far as stormwater and impacts
on
the river.
Could GM be doing more on that count?
I believe that they could, and I look forward to having that discussion with them. I wished that that would have taken place in the Development and Planning Committee before the vote came out to council. I'm not on the Development and Planning Committee this year, and the members of that committee must not have seen it fit to work on those questions in committee. So left with, you know, voting last night and moving the issue forward, I decided let's move forward and continue the conversation with General Motors about improving the site.
Jessica Yorko is running for re-election to Lansing's 4th Ward, and she's currently sitting on the Lansing City Council representing that ward. Jessica, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.